It's been a busy week for our Trigg County FFA members and some of the FFA officers, and also Ms. Karen Nowacox, one of the advisors there. And you guys have been at FFA week. Good morning to you, Ms. Karen. How you doing?
We're doing great this morning.
You guys have had a hot week at FFA camp, but it sounds like it's been a good week based on what I've heard. How are things going?
Well, things are going great. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely been hot this week, but the kids have been real troopers with that. We just, carrying water bottles. Everybody's hydrating, as they say. So, yeah, the kids have had a really good time, I think.
What are some of the things you guys have been involved in this week?
They kind of have the same schedule each day, and so they go to an officer training class and kind of learn their role as what they're supposed to be doing as an FFA officer. Then we have some time together as a chapter where we can plan the activities for the year. They also participate in some leadership workshops in the afternoons, and then, of course, there's some free time and sports activities, Barnyard Olympics type events, and just some fun activities as well.
I've seen some pool time there, swimming pool time, right?
Yes, lots of pool time this week. I think I've seen more kids in the pool this week than I've ever seen in my life. For all 27 years I've been coming.
Important, yeah, especially this year, isn't it, Karen?
Yes, they've got a really nice pool here too, though, so it can hold lots of kids.
I know you're in Hardinsburg, so you got some of the FFA, some of your officers with you this morning. Who all is visiting with me today?
Well, today I've got with us our President, Olivia Freeman, and our Vice President, Sarah Sink, and our Parliamentarian, Tyler Jacobs, and Jenny is with us today as well, and Jenny is our historian. So those are the kiddos that are here with me this morning.
Sounds good. Any of them want to visit with us this morning and say hello?
Sure, I'm sure.
All
this
right.
This is Olivia.
Well, good morning, Olivia Freeman. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's FFA camp been for you this week?
It's been great. We've learned a lot, and we've definitely grown a lot as a chapter.
What are some of the things that you guys have really talked about as a chapter to kind of bring you together this week as an officer team?
One thing that they encourage us to do here is to plan all our activities already so we can get a grasp of what we want to do. And we've already got all of our activities planned for this year.
What's been your favorite thing about FFA week so far, or FFA camp?
I think my officer class has been really fun, just to get together with a bunch of other presidents and learn what they do in their chapter so I can bring that to ours.
Well, I think it's wonderful, Olivia. Wonderful, Olivia. You guys had any swimming pool time this week?
I'm the one person in our chapter that I think hasn't gotten in the pool this week.
You must be cool. You're not hot at all, huh?
No, I just don't like the pool.
I understand. Some people do, some people don't. Well, who else is with you this morning?
My Vice President, Sarah Sink, is here.
All right. Can Sarah say hello for a minute?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
What has been your highlight for FFA camp this year?
That's a tough question because every day there was a different highlight. It was so much going on, but all of it was just so much fun. I think my favorite part was probably the pool, though, because it was hot all day, and you were sweating 24/7. When you got in the pool, you could cool off really quick.
What are some things you've learned as an officer this week at FFA camp?
We had a low ropes course, and it really showed me that we are very good communicators. And I think that's a very strong skill to have on an officer team because you can't read someone else's mind. You need them to tell you what's going on, but you also need to be able to listen to them.
Good bonding time with your fellow officers, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, sounds good, Sarah. Who else is there with you this morning?
Tyler.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Tyler Jacobs.
Good morning, Tyler. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's FFA camp been for you this week?
It's been great. A good chance to meet new people, get better at communicating and leading, and just a chance to work with your officers before the year starts. A chance to get ahead of the game, I suppose.
What's been maybe your biggest takeaway from FFA camp this week? Biggest thing you've learned this week?
Well, we have workshops on how to become a better leader, so I've learned a lot on how to become a visionary leader and how to look towards the future and prepare people for that and to prepare your team for that. To make yourself better and the others around you in order to push your team to the best of their abilities.
Have you had a chance to really connect with your fellow officers from Trigg County?
Yes, sir. We have a chapter, two chapter hours actually every day, and it gives us a chance to just sit down together and listen to each other's ideas and what we took away from all of our meetings and how much we have learned throughout the day.
Sounds
That's
like
also it. Where we planned our events that Olivia had discussed.
Oh, very good. Sounds good. Sounds like you guys have had a great week, Tyler. Appreciate you visiting with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Who else is there with you?
We have Jenny here today, our historian.
All right. Sounds good. Let me have a visit with her a second.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, we missed you this week at the house, but how's the FFA camp been for you this year?
It's been a lot of fun for my first year, and I don't know, I've bonded a lot with my chapter and with other people from other chapters. It's just been a lot of fun.
What have you learned this week? Any big things you've learned this week?
I've learned more about communicating, I think, because we played Human Not while we were doing our chapter hours, right? And so we had to communicate with each other to find a way to get out of it. And so I think that was probably the biggest learning thing, is communicating with your fellow officers and chapter members, or just people in general.
Have you met some new people this week?
I have. I met, her name's Emma. She's from, I don't remember what chapter she's from, but she's really nice, and so I've become good friends with her over the week.
And you met some state officers too, haven't you?
I have. The ones here are Benjamin Williams, Leslie, I don't remember her last name. I also don't remember Emma's last name.
Well, that's good.
Her last name. And then there's also Casey. So it's president, vice president, I think Sentinel, and then state VIP.
Okay, very good.
Central
very good.
Central City. Central City VIP.
Sounds like you guys have had a great week then. Has it been hot enough for you?
For sure.
Yeah, plenty of pool time this week for most of you, right?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Maybe like Olivia said, she was the only one who didn't get in the pool from our chapter.
Just drink plenty of water. Jamie. Just drink plenty of water, right? So for sure. For sure. Fun things. Any big fun thing happened this week that strikes out? Stands out?
Oh, there was a mullet competition.
Oh, and who won that?
Well, our Clayton Litchfield.
Really?
He won the mullet competition.
Pretty impressive, huh? So,
oh, yeah.
Very good, very
He's
good.
He's nodding his head from behind me over here.
Is he? I don't guess he wants to talk about the win, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Jenny, listen, you guys have a great rest of FFA camp. I know you guys wrap up and head home today. Does Ms. Nolcox want to come back on and say something again?
Sure, Alan. Just that, it's been a really... It's been a real pleasure bringing these kids here. They've been fantastic all week long. Could not have asked for a better group of kids. And, you know, we missed Mr. Peepool this week, so we're sending our love to him. And so we just tried to have a good week without him, and we're anxious to get back and see him and bring everybody back together.
Fun final day of activities here for you, Karen.
Just a few more wrap-up officer courses, and they're going to have some awards for the kids here shortly. Pass out some leadership awards for the kids that have kind of really stood out this week.
That sounds like fun. Of course, you guys are in Hardinsburg, and that's a pretty historic location. Been the FFA camp there for many, many years, hasn't it?
It sure has. In fact, my father talked about coming here when he was a kid, so it's been here a long time.